Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
How y'all doing today? You guys ready to go crazy or what? Oh, snap. Let's introduce first, my headphones sound good. We're gonna do a quick mic check. Let's call Alex out here first. Aho, where's my boy Aho at? Aho, come on out. I want you to go ahead to, we're putting him on the far left side here. I feel like he should take his shirt off right now, but maybe we'll save it for later. And.
Okay. How's it going?
The lovely Vanessa Hale. Let's get some levels from Alex and Vanessa real quick.
What's up? You need some?
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
Check, check. How your head?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay.
How do your cans sound? Can sound good?
What's up?
How do your cans sound? Your headphones sound?
Yeah, they sound okay.
It's weird talking to a microphone in front of people, right?
Yeah.
I know. We're usually in front of a kind of a nobody in a room.
Yeah, it's
Vanessa,
it's crazy.
Check, check, check. One,
check,
two, three.
Check, check, check. One, two.
How are your cans?
Put your drinks up.
Snap.
Yes. Happy Pride Weekend, everybody. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Can everybody hear us okay? Yeah? Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for coming out. We're going to check Alex's headphones. Alex could just tell her if, I mean...
He's fine.
He's fine? He's good? You can just tell us yourself?
Turn his headphones up a little bit, but...
Headphones for Alex a little bit higher. A little bit higher.
He's fine.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm 100% now.
Okay. You good? You sure?
Probably not.
This is the time to say. This is the time to say.
No, we're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I know you guys have been waiting for this, right? What time is it? It's about 1:13.
I think they're more than ready.
All right,
honest.
Everybody put your hands up. Put your hands together for Sarah and Vinny. Come on in.
Look at the macho
Sarah here,
man.
Vinny over there. Sarah's over here. Vinny's over there. Uh-huh, that's right. I love the screaming.
Hello. I could use a little more me in my headphones. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Ooh, maybe a little less me. I don't know. I can't really hear Vinny, which is weird.
He hasn't been talking.
I don't have any volume, Tim. Tim?
Vinny needs more volume.
I can hear him.
I can, no. So how are you?
They are very close, aren't they?
Yeah, it's nice. It's so delightfully rainbowy in here. Happy Pride, everybody.
Absolutely. Hey, now listen, I'm not sure. Are we on? Can we start?
Here we go.
First, let's make sure our headphones are good. Our mics
I'm
good.
Feeling like there's some feedback. And then we'll officially start.
We'll get the set. Let's take some time. You know, we're not in a rush.
Yeah, no rush, right,
no
guys?
No rush here. Check, one, two. I want to make sure that we sound good in our headphones. I don't know if you guys noticed that Vinny's a sheriff.
No.
I'm supposed to be a macho man, but, you know, I'm not pulling it off.
He got to be a macho man. He's the macho man.
All right.
Vinny's got to be macho.
And what exactly are you?
I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can't wear your blue wig and your pink eyelashes every day, Vin.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing.
There was a weekend to break them out. This would be the one.
If there was one, this would be it. It's true. I don't know that they'll make it all the way through. So enjoy while you can. Get them while they're still happening.
It's like weights.
They are. You know, it's funny because it takes more effort to blink.
Yeah. But it looks good, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. If anyone gets a little warm, come over and I'll fan you. It'll be great. Or butterfly kiss you, one of those.
Usually you don't do the extra effort for fashion. It's nice to see this.
Thank you, Vinny. Thanks so much. You know, I actually thought that, you know, maybe because of my boot that I would...
She's got a broken foot. Yeah.
You know, this is the kind of sacrifice I'm making for you motherfuckers, all right? This is it. Also, this is hot. This is not going to make it the whole show.
Oh, good.
It's fine.
Let's turn that thing off now.
One thing at a time, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, it'll come off, and then it'll come back on, and then back off, and back on.
It will. It depends on if I have a hot flash or not.
Right. It's a different kind of secret show today, I think.
Our usual style master, Jane, who's here, by the way. Jane, everyone.
Where are you?
Where is Jane?
I don't know where she is.
Oh, there she is right there, you guys.
There she is, Jane.
There's Janie.
I'm going to run a mic up to her.
Oh, yeah. We should run a mic up to Jane for sure. Because she's standing. Oh, did he just run away? Oh, there he is. Okay.
He did a little.
Our fearless leader, Michael Martin, is also up there.
He's also here, right?
Yeah. That guy.
You know, Jane is all for pride and everything, but not one piece of color on her. Not one.
Nope.
None. Zero.
Nothing.
Nope.
Well, you know, pride's all about doing you.
and she is doing her, right?
Whatever matters to you. And if it's the complete absence of color, then that's okay. I also, as I look up there, I want to say, hi, guys. I want to say happy birthday to Kieran yesterday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Lindsay today.
I think that
can
I...
Can you hear me? I'm coming up from up here. Man.
Oh.
And I have a lovely day here. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I have to say...
It's Jane. Jane's Bond.
Come on, it's Jane, everyone.
Woo, Jane!
Hi!
Hi!
Y'all are freaking gorgeous. Like,
it's a good looking room.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kieran, we're over yours. We're on to Lindsay's now.
So everybody have an amazing time. It's so good to see you. Like I said, you look gorgeous, and I'm giving the mic back to you.
They're all hiding up there.
I should have worn my sunglasses.
Jane.
Well, this is part of my cop, you know,
persona. Oh, does Michael Martin want to say hi? I'd love it. Sure. Oh, all right, yeah, we don't need no trouble. It's pride.
No.
We're just here to have a good time.
I haven't been lucky. Do you want to introduce the podcast? Have we started yet? Should we say the things we're supposed to say?
Have we started? Okay, well, listen, you guys, get ready to go fucking crazy. Ready? It's the Sarah Vinny Not-So-Secret Drag Show for Saturday, the 24th of Pride, 2023. We've got our we have some nice surprises for you guys today. We have some people who've been gone for a while. We have some new faces. We've got some stuff happening. But we're going to start with V Hale because V Hale made a Herculean effort. Flight delayed this
Flight
morning.
Delayed.
Like, just barely managed to make it.
I miss you people. Come on, dude. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, she's made some legendary appearances.
I almost died during landing, but no big deal. It's fine, guys. I'm here. Yeah, it was weird, but it's fine.
What happened?
I don't know. We fishtailed a little bit, and the whole plane a little, but at least we were on the ground. You know when you land in SF, there's the water, and I looked out, and I was like, oh, shit. So I'm not a good flyer, and it's like, water, 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 and I was like, I just need to see land. And then we hit, and then there was a fishtail.
So,
voila.
You're not a good flyer. You're not a good elevator person.
No.
We were just in the elevator. She's like, oh, fuck, I'm without my what did you say? My
Xanax.
I don't have my Vicodin.
My Xanax, not my Vicodin.
We're going two fucking floors. What are you talking about?
There's like 1,000 people. There was a tray of lamps. It got weird.
There were lamps.
Sorry. Yeah. There were lamps. There was a lot of lamps. I don't know.
Huh.
We survived. It's fine.
Yeah. We made it. We're here. Yeah. Here we go. And it's Pride.
Yeah, it's Pride.
Yeah. So I kind of want to save this, and I also kind of just want to do it.
What is it?
Just save it.
Well, wait. I was
do you
just going to say.
Is?
No, I don't know what it is. I was going to say, so I haven't met all the performers, but I did meet Princess Pinocchia.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Super into it.
He, right? I don't know. They are awesome.
Yep.
Like, so much fun. I had to get into the dressing room a couple of times while he was midstream.
Oh.
And yes.
You got to
like,
look.
Honey, come on in. It's fine. And then, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm gonna. So,
say it.
His dress is a former pair of curtains. It's so Carol Burnett, Gone with the Wind.
That makes sense now that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit there. I won't say much more about it, but this is a person who has a roommate who sews, which everyone should. A guitar player and a sewer, a seamstress. That's what you need. But he, very much into it. Where did you just
I know,
come
where
from?
Did he? That was weird.
Bryn, where are you?
Backstage.
Oh.
I'm right here.
Are we good?
Are we? Okay. Would anyone here? Hi. Would
Hi.
Anyone here?
Oh, I know what you're gonna say. I'm
like
so
to
excited.
See something special? Do we have any Alex fans in the house? A little swagger bun.
Hey, careful, wifey's here.
Yeah, wifey
Simmer
is
down
here.
A little bit.
Where's Mayara? Where is she?
Is she up there?
I,
is that
I feel
who
like
I see?
That's her right there, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there
okay,
she is.
There's his wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's very cool, though. She's not mad, but I'm just saying, you know, have a little respect. She's a wife.
And, you know, she knows what the gig is.
She does. She's good at that.
Swagger Bun, you actually look nervous right now.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah. Put the,
you gotta, I can't hear you.
Like, yeah, you
I think
that's
it's,
why
oh, there we go.
Hear
okay,
you.
There you
yeah,
go. I'm a little nervous.
There.
Yeah, that's my, yeah.
He's new here. It's okay.
My bad, yeah.
He's got it. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
We were backstage, and he's so fucking nervous, he cannot stop. He's, like, jabbering. He's jabbering.
Well, what are your... Are your muscles just going to fucking get in
I
the car
jabber.
And go home? You're fine.
When
like,
do I ever
your
make
Your muscles
sense?
Are with you.
Yeah,
right
I know.
There.
Yeah, I brought them, yeah.
Okay.
brought them.
Fantastic.
I'm glad they let me in the door, you know?
You know
now,
that,
are you? Do you have a Speedo on under there?
I do not have a Speedo. I wasn't thinking about the Speedo. I forgot the baby oil, too.
You got bun huggers on, or...
I like this story.
No. Yeah, I got the, you know, the Hanes, or Fruit of the Loom, just like boxer briefs. But I think, you know, I'll leave the
Those would be
on.
Good enough.
Yeah, that works.
That'll be good.
They're tight.
Oh, are we seeing more than just the chest area?
I thought we were seeing...
I'll take the shirt off, but the pants got
to
stay on.
He says he's nervous, but he wants to get naked on stage. I don't believe it.
It's just, I'm just taking the shirt off. Yeah. I didn't bring the speed
up. He just wants to get it over with. Is it, you know...
I mean, well, I need the boa, right?
Let's just ask real quick, all right?
Can I borrow the boa?
I'll give you a boa.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Who wants to see Alex's cock?
Sorry. Sorry about it, Mayara.
Oh, look,
wifey's like, let's go.
She's cheering. She's like, yeah!
We all know where that thing's been.
Look at he's so ready, Luke.
Okay.
Oh, he went pink.
He went pink.
All right.
Whatever. Oh, do you want them both? And so you can, like, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just realized.
I'm talking for a hot second. I just want to make sure that I have to be ready to take a shirt off, and I want to make sure I have levels on this microphone before Scott comes running around.
Yeah. You just gave away our secret guest, idiot. What about music? What about music?
Tim, it's just a first name.
Tim? Okay, so Tim is getting it, so I just want to make sure that we're getting it.
Tim does have music. I'm feeling like, no, nothing.
While they do this, everyone, I want to take a couple pictures, if I could, of this crowd so that we can post them.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Sick. You guys look great. All right, now we're rolling video. Go fucking crazy. Thank you. We're going to put that on the website.
They're clearly super boring. They're amazing. I love them.
Okay, I have a really important question.
Back to Alex's penis. Let's go.
No. Wait. Wait, not... Please, you're going too fast.
Oh, my God, his jacket is half
put
off.
Put your fucking shit back on. Put your thing back on.
Don't we have a little bit of a striptease type of...
Yes. You gotta make them work music? For it a little bit. Dear God.
Music of some kind. I would like it...
Oh, look at that power.
Music. All right.
Okay, now? Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, A-ho! Right out here. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right out here, buddy.
Get
out. Right out here out front. Right out
center.
There. There you go.
Slower. And, yeah, yes.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Oh, snap. Is that looking okay? Oh,
Summer shred. Yeah, he doesn't look nervous anymore, that's for sure.
What is going on with the tags? That is, oh my God! Yes, you're all done. It's over now, and you can keep those. I saw where those were.
That's okay. You don't want those back, Sarah.
What are those tags? Is he returning that or what?
Oh, Vinny.
Are they calling for me?
Yes.
I can't tell what they're saying.
I can't hear that.
What are you guys saying? What are you guys saying? Are you saying Vinny?
What, you want his shirt off?
What?
Officer!
Let's start with
Officer.
The shoes. I mean...
Come on.
If we're doing
Loosen
this, we're
up,
doing
baby.
This, right?
This is fucking crazy!
Give me your other foot. Come on.
I got this.
You sure?
I've stripped more than once.
What?
Well, I'm going to make myself comfortable.
Are you then?
I've got a busted up foot. I mean, this is like a special treat for me.
I hope there's more music ready, because...
Oh, do we have music
this is
ready?
This is a thing.
By the way,
yeah.
Why'd you fucking start yelling for me? I'm a dad bod fat ass. This guy, right here.
Dad bod here.
Why are we yelling for me? What is this?
I did not expect that. Very nice.
All right.
It's like the old days.
I'm going to put my shoe back on.
This is amazing.
I don't know.
Any of you guys see anything you like up here? Hey. Where's my pokey friends at?
Oh, yeah. You guys got to meet Sarah's
Pokemon
friend.
Oh, God, there's at least five or six of you. Thank you so much,
Ryan,
guys.
We got to give... Ryan's, like, been my buddy. Your Pokemon friend has become my
Sheffy?
Buddy tonight.
Where's Sheffy?
Over there.
Super Sheffy's here.
Yeah, I can see his suit with his hand waving.
Yep, there he is.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's the best.
All right. Well, that was really fun.
That was fun.
But, you know, you went too fast.
Oh, is that too fast?
I think people still want Vinny.
Okay, Vinny, take your fucking shoes off and take your shirt off. They want...
No, that was... Listen, don't make him. That was an awesome... some stalling tactic right there. Like, that was actually quite masterful.
Yeah. You like that?
I did. It was really good.
I thought of it just then.
Yeah. Well, who knew that the demand was going to be so great?
If I start with my shoe, maybe they'll get tired before I get to my shirt.
Buddy. Just take it one thing at a time, and hopefully something will happen.
And
it did.
It did.
Well,
thank you,
know,
Brent.
I had to follow up with Alex because, you know, he's always challenging me. So.
Oh. Speaking of
flex,
that, before literally. We move on to section B or whatever,
we have
what?
Sections.
I don't know.
I
know.
We pretend we do.
Just trying to have fun. V, you and I had a convo earlier about something you'd like to see happen.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Should I introduce it?
Yeah,
should we make
I think
it happen?
You should make okay. it happen. I think you could. You're the only one who can make it happen. What the hell?
What the fucking hell? Okay.
What the hell?
Who here follows us on Instagram at Alice973? If not, it's Rue.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Do it now if you don't. We had a special video one day. Did you raise your hand?
I follow. Alice973.
I do appreciate it.
Me too.
So there was like a push-up off? Is that how you would say it? A push-up off?
No, that was a team thing. We were doing it together.
That wasn't a team thing because he started to struggle and you kept going and singing and it was kind of like a fuck you in a most amazing way.
Oh, man.
Ever. So I felt like since we're on here and everyone wanted shirts off and egos and I was like, they should do another one on stage live for the people. So the shirts you put back on, take them the fuck off.
All right, let's do it. Let's do 30.
30.
Before I do pushes, I
want
to shout out Honey Mahogany in the crowd right now. Say what's up to Honey Mahogany.
Hi, honey. Can't wait to talk with you.
It's a really good sign that you haven't run off. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that you're still here.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
It's a good sign. Wait.
Oh. Wait, we're not filming.
Get
we're
your video
filming.
Going.
Oh
what's
God.
Wrong with you?
Why are they going already? No one's even counted.
It's impressive.
Look at Alex struggle bus. Alex, pick it
struggle
up.
Struggle bug.
He's going 2-1, Alex. Ooh. Come on.
That was. Yeah. Brent, do that to me.
It's all right, Alex. You were late to the party, but you still arrived. Tell everyone thank you.
Ooh, there's like steam coming off of you guys. I hope that you don't have a Diodio breakdown. All right.
Well, that got me ready. I don't know about fun. You guys. All right.
That was a super good idea
you
had.
I gotta put the shirt back on.
Sometimes I have them. You don't want to put it back on. Just sit down without your shirt on, Alex. Give everyone a show. God damn it.
We're going to run out of time fast. So we have to get to Scott, and we also have questions from the audience, right?
That's true.
Yes. Scott is actually going to be hosting that.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Scott is one and the same.
Where is Scott?
So, ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't been here since, I don't know, Christmas? I can't even remember the last time he was here. The one, the only, the San Francisco and beyond legend. It's Scott Coppola.
Yeah, look at him.
Hey, Scotty.
Check, check. Mic one. Here we go. Scott Coppola.
All right.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Scotty.
My husband Edson is here too. He's over there in the corner. Give him a shout out if you don't mind. He's John's bodyguard because John's on the loose in the crowd right now, just so you know. And some of the ladies are kind of hanging on to John, just so you know, Sarah.
I know that if I die, John is snapped up in a second.
If you fall a little hard, if he pushes you a little harder next time, you break another toe. Mm-hmm. Don't worry because he'll have accompaniment. It's great seeing the push-ups. My loins are damp from all that.
Step back a little bit. I feel like you're feeding
my
a little.
Loins.
The thing is, Bren will take his shirt off more than anybody.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's true, yeah.
Bren.
If you cheer one more time, he'll do it again. You want to hear it? See Bren with his shirt off?
Don't be jealous.
Come on, Scott. Keep it up.
Do it.
You know.
This is 100% for Scott right now. This is for Scott. And only for Scott. None of us care. We've already seen it twice. We don't give a shit.
You know what?
That's for Scott. I'm not even going to look. I don't care.
I'm not
going to
look.
That is 100%. Yeah. Help him. Give him what he wants.
Oh, my God.
He's got a boner, too. Let's hear it, everybody.
Oh, my God.
He's going to get electrocuted.
There's no boner, Vinny. Don't worry.
A collection of questions from the audience.
Yes.
They want a little advice about their relationships.
Okay. All right.
Shall we get a question out from Jen's basket?
However you would like to run this segment.
Basket
is fine.
Of questions.
Jen Dirty Bird!
And she's got a big brown basket with some questions in there. So we're going to read some, and they're going to give you advice.
Be careful, Scott. I can just picture you tripping over that.
Shall I just keep it there?
Very all sensitive right. to so tripping first, right now.
Jen handed me this question. Jen, this is a real, Jen really wanted this one dealt with.
Okay.
This is primary, I need my glasses.
Oh my God.
Well, this is going very smoothly.
Somebody else read it.
Thank you very much.
It worked.
Look, I'm gay and I'm proud, but I'm blind, so there you go. Okay, kids, first question for the panel. Right? I've never seen you with your shirt off, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
He's flustered. Are you enjoying?
Yeah.
Take it. Yeah. Yeah, you're still.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I figured I'd just rock it.
Yeah, why not? You know what? What the hell? Why not?
You're so buff. Actually, I have a job for you later with that shirt off.
Oh, he needs the money, so he'll
do
it.
I can't do any more push-ups.
30 seconds. Anyway. And your back might be a bit sticky after, but anyway.
Jesus.
Listen, I'll see you in the men's toilets. All right, so. You won't see me.
Are you less nervous now?
Yeah, a little less nervous now, yeah.
So, there is gay pride that's happening right down the street right now. My husband's only 10% gay, but, that 10%, he fucks like a train. Anyway, so, I mean, not an Amtrak, because he comes on time, but he's really...
Wow.
He split me in half. Anyway, so, my ass is like the back of Kennedy's head. Anyway, so...
Too far.
God.
Shit.
That's not going to be a panic. Don't worry. Anybody.
Yeah, take that out.
First question.
Okay.
Dear panel.
All right.
Dear panel. This doesn't include Brad because he's divorced. But anyway, dear panel.
What?
Dear panel, my wife and I are in an open relationship.
Oh.
Wah, wah.
That's a problem.
Her ex that she can't stop thinking about offered to drive 8 hours and get a hotel to have dinner. Is this a terrible idea? This is from Mal. Mal, are you here? Mal, do you want to raise your hand, Mal?
They're not raising their hand.
They're not going to raise their hand.
No, they will. They'll
do it. Where are you?
They could be upstairs, though.
The audience had it right. What did you guys say?
No.
No.
That's a no. Come on.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I do think it's a bad idea.
Because,
well, first of all, open relationships, I'm so fucking sorry. They're a bad idea.
Terrible.
They're the beginning of the end. I've always said that.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, well,
yes, you do.
My husband and I, we're monogamous.
Uh-huh.
Which means
he's monogamous. Got it.
He's my hole. It's the last hole he'll ever stick his cock in. And I say that, you know that I'm lying. The point is, for some people, you know, they want to spice it up a little bit. I mean, Vinny, is your marriage closed?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Except for your computer screen.
Well.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean.
Well,
that's not really open.
That's completely fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't mean to sell you out. But I almost got a blowjob in the bathroom from Scott. He was like...
it was on offer.
No, they just remodeled the bathroom. I wanted to christen it, you know, so... But, no to open relationship.
No.
What do you guys think? Is an open relationship bad? Is that a bad idea?
It always ends badly.
You know what? I do have a question, not to, like, get caught in the weeds, but...
It's
weird that the person is saying... This is a person my partner thinks about all the time. Like, maybe you do have to say, yeah, you should go figure that the fuck out.
Maybe, but if it's an open relationship, who cares?
Yeah, then why not?
He hasn't found her clitoris yet.
Maybe there's not a clitoris involved. We don't really actually know this person.
Well, okay, so the panel's saying no, don't do it. I mean, I don't think it's such a bad. If it's just a one-nighter, what do you think, Alex?
I'm with you, yeah. This person sounds really jealous and insecure. Just let the, you know, it's an 8-hour drive. That's not that long. Yeah. You know?
He'll just always agree.
Let him hang
you,
out. They're just
going
to have dinner.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
They're going to fuck too.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Dinner's we don't know
code.
That.
Dinner's
we do.
Code.
We know that. That is definitely.
The thing
but
is,
it is an open relationship.
But it's open, so I don't see the problem.
It's open. Me too. Yeah.
The thing is, if her pussy's already getting wet about it, you got to say, see, it's a pussy. Brent, am I right?
No.
He's not listening to you.
Yeah.
It's really
You're
weird
right.
to hear you even say the word pussy.
I know.
Yeah, pussy does not roll off your tongue, Scott.
I like to call it the poussoir, but you don't like it when I say poussoir.
Oh, I like poussoir. That's fine.
Sounds
what's
better
the,
than pussy.
What's the princess?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Princess P to me, always.
The what, sorry?
Princess Pinocchio.
The Pinocchio. All right.
You know about that?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, he doesn't. He's heard, maybe. He doesn't know.
I've been doing one. I did once. And she's here tonight. Anyway,
she's just someone. She's like holding her drink going, what the fuck just happened to me?
She'll never come back. She's scarred for life.
No, I like the vagina. I like the vagina. Because it's warm. And my manicure dry faster. Anyway, so... The next question.
So stupid.
That's why finger bangs people.
Yeah,
you dry as manicure.
Yeah. All right, Soccer. Here we go.
Okay, we're ready.
You did my live bad advice about coming out at the very first Sedona Secret Show.
Oh.
I took your advice and started hooking up with boys, and I loved it.
Oh.
I can't believe you're such a good therapist.
Oh, I can't believe we're such a good therapist either. God,
that's
such a good
scary
therapist.
Title to give.
Okay, so, and they go on.
All right.
Now I want more.
Oh.
How do I convert from years of casual sex and fun to finding a meaningful partnership?
Don't roll your eyes, Scott. You are the guy who wound up married when no one thought that would ever happen.
I can get laid anytime, but I want a love.
So
what's
go
wrong
get
with
a
that?
Love.
Who's this fucking bragger?
Who is it? Oh, right there.
Look at me. How nice for you.
Don't let him shame you.
What do they do to find love? Vinny, what should they do to find love? Mario, what do they do?
He's a macho man.
He's the macho man.
God.
It's macho.
Macho.
Obviously.
Mario,
he's got to be a macho.
You really want to say goodbye to sex? Is that what you're trying to do to yourself?
Does that happen in a gay relationship?
They want to move on. They want to get a lovely, meaningful, like you did, right? You were single for a long time. Then you found someone. How did you do that? How did you find your wife?
She found him.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird thing to get caught up in. But I have had to give sex up a lot. Like, there's just a lot less sex. There's just the same person's like, you again? No.
Is that true in your marriage as well, that there's just less sex? Because it seems, is it true that you have less sex as a married person?
That you!
Are you blind and deaf?
Can you not hear
me?
No, I don't have headphones.
Oh, shoot.
No, the thing about meeting someone, what makes it difficult...
Oh, yes, let's rectify this.
Oh, that's better. What makes it difficult when you get to meet somebody, you go out thinking, oh, I'm going to meet one person. And then you go out, it's gay pride, before you know it, seven people have come on your chest, and you think, well, I could be in a relationship, or I could be a glazed donut, which you are forgot. What goes better with coffee, glazed donut, or meaningful relationship? And I think we all know what that is.
Thank you. Yeah. Well done.
Meaningful relationship,
wow,
right?
No, that's not that. That's amazing. I
mean, yeah. And these days, it's really hard to meet somebody because everybody's on their phone, right?
Yeah.
And they pass you and pass you.
Mike 2's on? Is Mike 2 on?
Mike 2's
right.
on.
Mike 2 is on. The person we're doing right now, the bad advice, is right here. I'm running out to the crowd, and here you are.
Thanks,
Freddy.
Hi.
Oh my God, he's so ready to talk. I love it.
So you were at our Sonoma show years ago.
How old were you when that happened?
18, of course.
Of course.
So young.
Thank
fresh
you.
And easy to destroy. And look at you now, right?
Yes, look at me now. How do I look?
Fuckable. So.
That's nice.
How about lovable?
Whatever. Super rated.
Very lovable. Very lovable.
Oh, so you want love. You want.
I do. I want it all, Sarah.
What's your
type? But I do want sex.
What's your type, though? What are you looking for?
Handsome, smart, boyish, smaller than me.
Oh.
Right.
So smaller than you are.
What do you mean?
What
do you mean?
What are you into over there, buddy?
Like, turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
You might try.
No, right there. That stop.
All right.
Look that direction.
Oh, Brin?
Slightly smaller. Brin's down.
My type.
Yeah. Right. Oh, is so now?
What?
Is Brin your type?
Definitely.
So if you were Brin's type, that might work out. But
way to put him on the spot there.
Well, it just, you know, it gives us a clue as to what he's into. There might be someone here who's looking and going, that fucking kid is cute.
But, you know, I got to say, Brent's all right.
Come find me after.
Brent's all right, but
in the men's bathroom.
That's why you're not in a relationship. The relationship that starts in the men's bathroom ends in the men's bathroom.
Well, people have to meet somewhere, Sarah.
Well, how about on a walking trail
with a dog
that they...
Men fall in love on the toilet seat. Bren,
that happens sometimes.
Your
best relationships just...
Your son's hot. He's really hot.
All right, we're not going to talk about that. Come on, man.
What? Isn't he a
No,
minor?
Scott.
That's weird.
The answer is no on that one.
Right. Are we ready to move on to the next bad advice? I know we have another live one.
Okay, we're going to do one more.
One more.
One more.
One more.
Sorry, what? Hey, Blondie.
And it is this person right here.
What's your name again?
Oh.
What is it?
There is a note in Scott's pocket. I'm not sure what it's about.
There's a note in your pocket.
It's another person.
And it's about this person.
But maybe we could just do it live right now, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Question that you want to...
I can try to memorize what I said. So let's just say I'm seeing this guy, not officially with quotes. Good dick, great dick.
That's good to know. It's important.
What is good dick? Is that like a size thing or is it, you know, girth or what?
Knows how to use it.
Oh, yeah. What it does.
Motion of the
ocean. What it
so
does.
Size doesn't matter is what you're saying.
What there's it some does. People who have good size who don't know how to use it. So that being said...
I would love to be a giant dick lazy guy. Wouldn't that be great?
No, it's not
great. I brought
this
to the fucking party. I don't have to do anything. No.
Listen, I'm here with my party favor.
They're all right.
No.
If there's some activity, it's even better. That being said, I've been, quote, seeing this guy, and he's been very bad at the communication.
Oh.
So my question is the dick worth it when it feels like you're talking and fucking a brick wall at some point? It's coming from a small town. I don't have a lot of options up there, so do I accept the brick wall that's fucking me, or do I say no? Well, I didn't think he's gonna get smarter.
He's not gonna get smarter.
I just thought he might get knowledgeable and wanna talk more. So, is it worth it to do that, or should I open my room tonight, this weekend, and accept Pride and go, let's have fun?
Yes.
Easy answer.
Have fun.
Easy answer.
B, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
B, all the way. That's, you know, yes.
By the way, can I, before we get, I know we have stuff, we're bringing on other celebrities and other stars. Danielle from Big Brother's here, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know Big
right
Brother,
there.
The first, like, what was that, the first season, the second season?
Like season
third?
Four.
Four.
I don't know. Season
third.
Three,
season
two,
three,
one.
She's saying.
Season one. Where is she?
She's right there.
Well, season three.
You look
season
great.
Three. She looks exactly the same as she did 20 years
better
ago.
Better even.
It. Like, yeah, better. Hot. Love you. I've loved you
did
for
you
so long.
Any, did you want some relationship advice? Beautiful. Do you need some advice on anything? Are you sure?
She's good. She's married.
All right.
I'll settle down.
Have we answered the question yet about the dick or not?
Yeah, we said
yeah,
go
open
get
the
some fresh
room,
fucking dick.
Go get a, yeah. Open your door tonight and get some fresh dick.
By
yeah,
the way, nice. I don't want to be a matchmaker, but I except that I totally do. What about this guy? This guy is so cute.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you
too.
Want a relationship?
Oh, don't put him on the spot.
They're kissing
That's
each other.
Them.
They're blowing kisses. I love
you have a match, you got a match.
But I think that person's taller than you.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's not smaller.
He is taller than you. Is that? He's skinnier, though. He's look how skinny he is.
I love it.
I can't hear you. All right, now.
Can I do one more question?
All right, one more, and then we're going to move on.
All right.
Which you can participate in.
All right, S&V. Oh, S&V.
Oh, yeah, glasses.
Sorry.
my God.
Oh, God.
I just found out that my husband and I am third cousins.
Oh.
My husband and I are third.
Third cousins, not that bad.
Dude, the crowd does not agree with that statement.
I'll tell you
clearly.
Something, though. A lot of us are, just so you know.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Do we need to stop having sex?
You're married.
Thank God we don't have kids. It's okay, third cousins, right? That's fine, perfectly fine.
Well, it's like, yeah, I actually think that that's okay.
It might be best to move to the East Bay, but that's more happening over there, I think, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I think second cousins is, like, I know a lot of my second cousins. That's too close.
Really, is it?
Yeah. But then their kids...
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
And my kids are third. Yeah, that's too close. You know what? I take it back. Third cousins is too close.
Let me ask it.
Look, just move to Reno. You'll be fine.
Let me ask a quick question. V. Hale, have you ever boned a cousin?
No. What the fuck? No.
Okay.
At least
I'm just
not
asking.
That I know of. I don't know.
Okay.
We all have cousins out there we don't know about. You know?
Yeah, but I think you would know your fucking third cousin, right?
No, you wouldn't.
Really,
you wouldn't necessarily know your third cousin.
You wouldn't.
Like, name all your second cousins.
I will right now.
Don't.
You know all your you know all your second
JJ,
cousins?
JJ, Brooke, Shannon, Ryan.
Jesus Christ, that is a tight-knit family.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot the other one. He got a little weird and left.
Oh, that's the one you had sex with.
No, what right? The fuck? No, I didn't.
Just say it. Tell us. Well, it's how we all started. It's how the humorist began, so it must be okay. Because look how great we all are.
Yeah, we're so great. I can't believe we're so not inbred.
She brought another one.
Okay, no.
Her
no,
face says something.
No more. But please, if you hold, you can hold on to your mic. I need you to take the headphones off, though, because we are now going to bring our very, very special, important person, super important, you guys. Please welcome to the stage, Honey Mahogany.
I can't stand.
If you don't mind, we would like, yeah, please. Make yourself comfortable. Hi. All right.
Hello. Ooh, I can
and you
hear
can,
myself in
you
here.
You can scooch
yes,
that over.
Hi.
Mwah. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, let's get that
oh,
right on.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're
I'm
so
ready.
Tall and fantastic.
You gave up, Alex?
Wow, you stepped up? Right up there, didn't you?
Yeah, she was full on.
You know,
so,
I know my place.
Are you the, what is it, the Grand Marshal?
I am a Grand Marshal, yes.
Excellent.
see my fancy medallion I get to wear everywhere.
For Pride Parade, everyone.
Community Grand Marshal.
That's pretty cool, yeah or no?
I mean, I've never been a Grand Marshal before. You know, San Francisco is where I was born and raised, where I've worked all my life. Like, so this is a huge honor, you know, to be acknowledged by your own community.
Right, I would expect that.
Now, are you, like, in casual mode right now?
Oh,
because
totally.
I have seen some shots of you that I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
no
I just...
No wonder middle America is so scary.
I know. I'm coming
on?
For all of them. All
so good.
No, this is how I wake up every morning. Yeah.
Naturally.
It does... It looks. It's casual, but it doesn't look like you just woke up.
No, just moisturizer and lip gloss. What are you talking about?
So, as a Grand Marshal, what are your duties? Like, are you doing all kinds of events this weekend? And
girl, they are working us to the bone. I had no
is that
idea.
True?
Like, you know, I have run for political office. I ran for District 6 supervisor here in San Francisco. Has nothing on the work schedule of being a Pride Grand Marshal, let me tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Is it, when did you say yes to this? Like, how long has it been?
It's been about 2 months, but it really just ramped up in this last, like, 2 weeks where we literally have, like, 3 events a day that we have to go to and prepare for and our, you know, our contingents and the planning and all of that.
But
it's
of course
lot.
You're getting rich now from that, right? I mean, is that, that's how that works, right? They, no? That's,
you know, I don't think that there is any money associated with being a Grand Marshal. It is a public service.
And an honor.
Oh, and also, yeah, it's for the exposure, right? So.
But the necklace gets you free drinks wherever you go, right?
You know what? I haven't tried that yet.
Oh,
I
you
have to believe.
Try that.
Normally, I get free drinks everywhere I go anyway, so.
The drinks come to you.
Excellent.
Very well done.
Yeah.
So what is the plan tonight? Do you have like a bunch of, sorry, my, this
oh
is
my
first
gosh.
Time
no,
with
they're
the,
fabulous.
With the
feathers are hard to manage.
They
but they look great on you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
There
what is my plan for tonight? So I just came from the PRC Pride brunch where, you know, everyone was there. The mayor was there, assembly people, all the community
Do you like
members.
The mayor? Tell the truth.
Oh my God, you're gonna get me in
oh
trouble.
Oh my, don't
Here's
answer
the thing.
Yes.
I feel, so I have a lot of respect for her as a native San Franciscan, as a black woman leading this city.
Right.
I don't agree, you
it's
know what I mean?
It's a hard job.
It's a very difficult job for anyone to do. Everyone always hates the mayor, whatever city that they're in. And I think that she has done some great things, whether it be, you know, really getting ahead of COVID or, you know, even some of the stuff that she's done with the Dream Keepers Initiative for the African American community here, reinvesting in them. I think those are all great. I don't agree with everything that she's done. There aren't very many people that I agree with everything that she's done or that they've done. So I have a complicated relationship with the mayor, I would say. Mm.
She's a politician.
Well done.
You are a politician. Next time you run, you guys, tell the friends. Make that happen. What is this? What did happen here?
Well, I guess apparently you get free drinks now, too.
You get, I mean, I don't even know what it is. I'm actually...
Vodka
like,
soda.
Who gave me that? Oh, thanks. All right, so... I'm sorry. I actually didn't mean to, you know,
no,
make
you
answer the thing about London. So
yeah, happy to chat.
Yeah. Now, it's, are you on some kind of like special fancy float tomorrow? And did you get to have like input into the design? I've always wanted
no,
to design a float. That'd be
you
so
can
fun.
Design floats. They are really expensive, and they should be because you know these are put together by artisans who like completely built the float from scratch. Like it's pretty incredible what they do. We as Grand Marshals get. Convertibles, which I personally kind of find more fabulous in some
Fancy.
Ways. Like I get to sit in the back and do, you know, practice my royal wave.
The president wave,
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of practice.
Do that again.
Hey, we're running short on time, Sarah. I want you to give a couple birthday shout outs and we have to go because the queens are ready to dance.
Show. What you've all
you got
been
dancing queens?
Yeah, we do have dancing queens. We're so out.
I'm sorry to cut you short,
yeah.
Honey.
No, that's I don't okay. like it. I don't like it.
I know, but we're on a time constraint here.
It's great.
I mean,
to talk
where was my lap dance though? Is what I'm at. Like you know, like I. Well, you set the
someone.
Expectation.
Bryn.
No.
Bryn.
Do you want me to do that, or I'm not sure? You
know? Yeah, Bryn. We do want you to do that.
10 seconds, Bryn.
We're running
she
short on time,
if
but
you're cutting us short. You might as well at least.
Right, at least give some kind of happy ending.
Is that
what?
It was great to talk with you. Have so much fun. Oh,
thank
are
you.
Your duties done tomorrow? Will you be able to then go crazy?
I'm taking a day off, and then
right.
I'm heading back to the state.
Good.
Legislature.
Excellent. Nice. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. Honey Mahogany,
everybody.
Honey
Mahogany.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Thank you. All
thank
right, is
you.
That now what is happening?
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to wish Lindsay a happy birthday,
because
that's today. And also Kieran's birthday
Kieran.
Was yesterday.
We already
we
did that.
Yeah,
he Kieran's birthday
listening.
Was yesterday.
He was figuring
was
out all
around.
This stuff, so
and
he
of course,
know.
A big thank you to Hornitos Tequila.
Oh, yes. And
Maker's Mark.
And
so what we're going to do is we're going to strike right now, and Sarah and Vinny are going to hang out until the Drag Kings come up here. Just a couple minutes. We're going to put these tables away. Yeah.
Oh, but we're going to stand here and talk?
That's right.
Did we say thank you to everyone? What about August Hall?
August Hall.
Thank you,
thank
August
you
Hall.
So
the people
much.
That
thank
come
you to
out.
All of you who came.
We're gonna...
Alice Promotions, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Alice Sales, thank you so much. Janie, Michael.
Scott Capurro.
Thank
you.
D-Hale. Yeah, take it.
Oh.
Apparently we're done. Look at this, like we're getting fucking thrown off the stage. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Honey Mahogany.